From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. The White House says U.S. President Barack Obama will travel to Orlando, Florida on Thursday to pay his respects to the families of those killed in Sunday's massacre at a gay nightclub, the deadliest mass shooting in U.S. history.
Our hearts go out to the families of those who've been killed. Our prayers go to those who've been wounded. This is a devastating attack on all Americans. It is one that is particularly painful for the people of Orlando, but I think we all recognize that this could have happened anywhere in this country, and we feel enormous solidarity and grief on behalf of the families that have been affected.
29-year-old Omar Siddiqui Mateen killed 49 people and wounded 53 others when he opened fire at the Pulse nightclub armed with a semi-automatic rifle. After a three-hour standoff, heavily armed police tactical units raided the club and shot Mateen to death. Authorities say Mateen called the Orlando emergency line during the attack and vowed fealty to Islamic State, and also referenced the 2013 Boston Marathon bombing that killed three people. A senior police chief and his partner were stabbed to death at their home in France Monday night. A three-year-old boy was rescued by police at the scene. The assailant, identified as LaRosi Albala, was killed by police. Two people police say were linked to Albala have been detained as part of the inquiry into the murder. French President François Hollande said the killing was incontestably a terrorist act. This is VOA News. Despite all of the attention and resources that the United States and other countries have put into counterterrorism efforts, Sunday's mass shooting in Orlando, Florida, shows the threat from individual actors remains and is particularly difficult for governments to fight. There are no indications at this point that the Orlando shooter had a direct connection to Islamic State. FBI Director James Comey said Monday the agency believes he was radicalized through the internet. Eric Rosand, a senior foreign policy fellow at the Brookings Institution, says the attack is an example of how Islamic State's message is being received by many young Muslims who have no coordination with the group but are angry, lost, and attracted to its vision of violence and destruction. Congress approved a $28 million reprogramming request from the Transportation Security Administration, or TSA, Monday, allowing for more lines and shorter wait times in airports. The money will be used to make 2,784 part-time transportation security officers full-time, which will reportedly add 53 additional security lanes in American airports. It will also allow for TSA to accelerate the hiring of 600 additional officers by the end of the fiscal year. The decision closely follows another reprogramming request for $34 million approved in May, which has allowed for 160 new security lanes to be opened in the past weeks. The TSA reports that the average wait time for 99% of travelers is now less than 30 minutes. But Homeland Security says it's not taking a victory lap. The U.S. government says it is investing $200 million to help reduce the wait time for organ transplants, including a program to advance the science of tissue repair. The investment, led by the Defense Department, brings together funds and expertise from the government, universities, companies, and nonprofits. The plan includes more than $160 million in public and private funding to create the Advanced Tissue Biofabrication Manufacturing Innovation Institute, which will help develop ways of fabricating tissue. Grants will also be given to small businesses that are trying to improve organ and tissue preservation to allow more time for transplantation. The investments were announced Monday at an organ donor summit hosted by the White House. The U.S. Supreme Court has refused to allow Puerto Rico to restructure its debt, leaving the U.S. territory at risk of a default unless Congress can pass debt relief legislation. The court said Monday that federal bankruptcy law does not allow Puerto Rico to enact its own legislation over creditor objections. I'm Sarah Williams in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.